I was the one that had the authority to ground it, and the only one that had the authority to ground it. And I spent the night before and most of that morning trying to find either alternate transportation, or which I didn't look too hard, or trying to really figure out if it was indeed safe to fly. And I was told it was safe to fly. What I've learned, a commercial airplane would never take off with any mechanical problem at all like that. So I have to think of it that way, too, that I let it fly with a mechanical problem, even though that wasn't why we crashed.